Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Miami, Florida, it's Liquid Lounge with Ken English. Welcome to another internet radio program on the Social Radio Network. This is Ken English. Welcome to Liquid Lounge. Well, it's the 28th of April, 2009. This is a special edition of Liquid Lounge. I'm Ken English, and I'm in Miami, Florida. I had an opportunity to spend some time today with Jason DeCaris Taylor. Jason Taylor is a unique scuba diver. He's an artist who's created the world's first underwater sculpture garden in Grenada. I spent a little bit of time with him in Miami. He's on his way back from the Bahamas, on his way back to London. And then he's on his way to Cancun, where he's putting an installation in the water in the National Park Cancun that'll be a series of sculptures, as is his tradition. He's become a very well-known artist. People are starting to understand the unique application of putting art in an artificial reef. Jason was the first to develop that concept to any degree. There's been some statues here and there, certainly the Christ of the Deep statue in Key Largo, one of the best known iconic dive sites in the world. Simon Morris put the a bronze statue of a mermaid at the Sunset House in Cayman Island. So there's precedent for art in artificial reefs, but not to the degree that Jason's taken it. There's more than 40 statues in Molinaire Bay in Grenada. It has changed the dynamics of that particular area of the island where there was one or two dive boats sporadically during the course of a month that would come in there and look at something. There's now three or four dive boats a day. It has increased the visibility of Grenada in the scuba diving world because it's brought something new, something different. Something in shallow water, which is really the key element. In the Miami area, we have very little shallow water diving. The most unique shallow water site is not very popular because the visibility itself is less than desirable. It's 10 to 12 to 15 feet, something like that in general, sometimes a little bit more, sometimes even less. But it's only 200 yards offshore. It's swimmable from the beach, from Nikki Beach in particular. It's a 22-ton solid concrete margarita bar. Jose Cuervo Artificial Reef is what it's called, and it sits in 20 feet of water, very close to the shore, and yet very few people know about it. But I was telling Jason about it, and we were out on the beach talking about how his people could populate the bar. And so we're off on an idea that may or may not take shape because there's permitting and certainly there's money raising. But Jason Taylor's on his way back to London now. He's going to spend about a month back home, and then he's heading for 4 months to Cancun for the installation of his artwork. I'll be doing a little bit of an interview that I recorded with him during the course of the day. But today is a special day. It's the 28th of April, and toward the end of the week I'm going to be going to Orlando for an internet marketing conference called Impact. Impact is put on by Ken MacArthur. I'm going to have an opportunity to spend some time with Dr. Ron Capps, the niche prof. Dr. Capps and I do a show on Blog Talk Radio every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're interested in internet marketing information, Dr. Capps is a professor. Yeah, and he knows a great deal about social marketing. So at 12:30 p.m. on Sunday, at 12:30 Eastern on blogtalkradio.com. This is Ken English. I'll be right back with my guest, Jason Taylor.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Ken English. Liquid Lounge today is at Joey's Cafe in the Wynwood Art District of Miami. I'm with Jason Taylor. Jason is a diver. He's an artist. He's been able to combine the two and create an underwater sculpture garden. Grenada happens to be the beneficiary of it. We're talking about different.
Well, I don't know what happened to Jason's interview there. We're going to have to check that out and see what happens to it. I think I'm going to, since the computer just snapped back into place, I'll try it one more time and see if it was just a little glitch in the system.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Ken English. Liquid Lounge today is at Joey's Cafe in the Wynwood Art District of Miami. I'm with Jason Taylor. Jason is a diver. He's an artist. He's been able to combine the two and create an underwater sculpture garden. Grenada happens to be the beneficiary of it. But we're talking about different things underwater. But Jason, right now, why don't you just introduce yourself a little bit. Welcome to Liquid Lounge. And tell me about Grenada.
Take it out of the phone and just talk to
you. Hello, Ken. It's great to finally meet you. I finished the Grenada project around, I think, a year and a half ago. I've been going back regularly since and documenting some of the progress. Firstly, the marine life that's colonized the sculptures, but also a lot of the visitor numbers actually going to see the sculptures. And now I'm currently involved in some new projects. I've been working in Greece last summer, doing a sculpture for the local government, and I'm also working in Mexico doing some work for the National Marine Park there. But I've been very impressed with Miami, and I'd love to have the opportunity to do some work here.
Talk a little bit about Grenada. The idea itself, how did it come about? Did somebody in the government call you and say, build this underwater sculpture garden?
No. I was actually working there as a dive instructor, but I'd trained as a sculptor for a long time previously and always had this idea of an underwater sculpture park, but never really thought I'd be able to realize it in my lifetime. And I was living in Grenada, and I just thought, oh, this is the perfect environment, the perfect location. I'm at the right point in my life where I should just do what I've always wanted to do. I didn't end up having regretted any parts of my life. I approached the government with this idea, with designs, drawings, got the permissions, gained a little bit of funding, worked with the dive centers there, and it's worked very well. It was a bay which was decimated by one of the hurricanes, and so all the work was located in that bay, which has been very beneficial, that it's taken away a lot of the concentration of tourists on some overpressurized areas and actually relieve them. It's been very successful in that way. And it's been good for me to sort of express all these different ideas as well, which has been very exciting.
Tell me a little bit about Grenada. I know a bit. I know some people from Grenada. It's just gone through a government change. A lot of changes going on down there. How has it this benefited? Where is it specifically? Maybe you can even describe Grenada a little bit. What was it like living there?
Grenada's, for me, I've traveled most of the Caribbean islands, and for me it's one of the most beautiful. It's volcanic in nature, so it's got very sort of changeable topography, very, very green and lushly forested. Part of the West Indies, and it's very close to St. Lucia and St. Vincent and Barbados. It's among those sort of cluster of islands. It's known as one of the Windward Islands. It gets a lot of wind. It's also quite a hot spot for sailors to go there. When they cross the Atlantic, a lot of them head for Grenada to seek anchorage.
Where is it specifically?
The underwater park is on the west coast of the island, in a bay called Molinaire Bay, and that's maybe 5 minutes north of the capital. It's on the sort of leeward side of the island. The depth ranges. The shallowest pieces are like 2 meters just below the water, and the deepest pieces are around 8 meters. Probably actually easier with feet, so that'd be like 24 feet.
Just a last question on Grenada. Has it had a tourism impact that you know about? I mean, I see your videos on YouTube. People are seeing it. Can you translate that into some tourism activity?
Yeah, most definitely. The area where the sculptures are located, previously maybe one or two dive boats would go there every year. Now there can be up to 3 to 4 dive boats every day visiting the place. Ranging from maybe 50 visitors a day in low season to 200 visitors a day in peak season. All the dive centres have noticed increases in sales and making regular trips there. Also, from a marketing point of view, there must be maybe over 1,000 features now on Grenada, either in travel, dive, publications, all relating to the sculpture park and promoting it as a great place to go.
If people wanted to see more of your work or find out more about you, how do they do so?
Underwatersculpture.com or Jason DeCary's Taylor Sculpture.
Thank you very much. This is Ken English for Liquid Lounge.
Joey's Cafe, 2506 Northwest 2nd Avenue, in the Wynwood Arts District of Miami. Eclectic menu, 80-bottle wine cellar, outdoor patio. 305-438-0488, 305-438-0488. JoeysWynwood.com, JoeysWynwood.com.
You're listening to Liquid Lounge with Ken English from Miami, Florida. On Wednesday at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, check out the daily version, the Wednesday version of Liquid Lounge. We'll be talking a little bit more about the art in artificial reefs, but also about ecotourism. We're following along the progress of Richard Stewart, who is in the Florida Keys now, developing the Eco Guide to Florida Keys. He pioneered the concept of what he's working on in Volusia County, and now there's someone, a business associate in Catalina Island in California, Broward County in Florida, and several other locations. It'll be the Eco Guide series. Essentially, ecotourism is a balancing act. It's getting into nature without disturbing it too much. Some sports that sometimes you don't think could be part of an ecotourism approach, like fishing, actually can be, if the fish are caught and released. Catch and release is a unique concept. In the Miami area, at Hall Over Park Marina, New Moon Sport Fishing is a champion of the fish, if you will. Catch and release the game fish. There's no need to catch and kill, to mount them on the wall anymore. Taxidermy has taken some major strides forward. Pictures can be recreated, and the fish could live to fight another day, so to speak. So catch and release. Check out newmoonsportfishing.com. If you're a sports fisherman and you're going to be in the Miami area, newmoonsportfishing.com. Also, there's another number of activities that are starting to take place that people are going to pay attention to. Cinco de Mayo is coming up, the 5th of May. This will be the 9th anniversary of the Jose Cuervo Artificial Reef, the underwater margarita bar near Nikki Beach. Hopefully by the 10th anniversary, we'll be able to have another edition. Maybe Jason Taylor's project is going to be able to be placed nearby where we could populate the bar. But there's other artificial reef initiatives going on now in the Miami area, and the marker buoys are supposed to be put into place very soon. It's only been a three-year project, 3 years of talk, and probably going to be about a month's worth of actual activity. But the problem, of course, was money. The approval is one thing, the funding is quite another. So all of these are coming together in the Miami area, where you can find out more online at miamibeachdiving.com. Miamibeachdiving.com, it's a website that actually has a video of Jason DeCaris Taylor's Grenada project, and it'll also start to have videos from other areas that he's working on, including the Cancun project that he's going to be going to Mexico to work on. So we're going to follow along a little bit more with his progress and some of the things that are going on. This is a couple sound bites of spending some time with him today.
Log Talk Radio.
This is Ken English. I'm with Jason Taylor. Jason, we've been talking about Miami and underwater Miami, I guess is the term I want to use right now. Your projects are in Grenada. You're working on one in the Cancun area. Do you think Miami could have a project like yours?
Yes, most definitely. It's a stunning location. Incredibly blue sea. Looks beautiful. And you've got the people here. I think Miami would be a great place to have some underwater art.
No, the Grenada project, and I guess we talked about that earlier, so maybe the Cancun project. Is Cozumel or Cancun? In Cancun. What are you going down there to do, and where is it going to be?
I have a series of sculptures that we're going within the National Marine Park. I've already constructed the first two, and I'm shortly going back to actually do the installations underwater. And I'm trying out some new techniques where I actually take cuttings of coral and from damaged areas of the reef, and then replant them into the sculptures so that it actually proliferates the growth of the coral.
Discover how to sell other people's products, where to find the best tools, and how to create hundreds of diversified streams of income online. The Niche Affiliate Marketing System includes the Niche Widget, Niche Mall, Niche Gold, Niche Simple, and other selling tools. With more than 1,200 products and nearly 100 niches that you can sell from your site, the Niche Affiliate Marketing System show is all about selling niche products. David Perdue, blogtalkradio.com. Check him out, blogtalkradio.com/David Perdue, P-E-R-D-E-W. $42 million Americans listen to radio on digital audio platforms each week. The latest study by Arbitron and Edison Research shows continued growth in usage of digital audio platforms, including online radio, iPod and MP3 players, and podcasting. The weekly online radio audience increased significantly in the past year to 17% of the U.S. population age 12 and older, up from 13% in 2008. On a weekly basis, online radio reaches 20% of 25 to 54-year-olds, up from 15% in 2008. You're listening to Niche Radio, the online classroom of Dr. Ron Capps, the Niche Prof. You can call in 718-766-4782, landline, cell phone, or Skype, 718-766-4782. Class is just about ready to begin, so take your seats. Here comes the Niche Prof. Well, the Niche Prof is coming on Sunday, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com. Dr. Ron Capps is the Niche Prof. Lives in the Midwest in Missouri, Skidmore, Missouri, and he calls in and he and I talk about Web 2.0 technology, MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, many others that he brings to the table for the first time, at least as far as I'm concerned. It's been an interesting learning experience. Web 2.0 technology really has pushed the website and the internet itself into many new directions. Too many businesses feel that because they simply have a website that that's enough. It's no longer sufficient to simply have a brochure sitting online. If it's not dynamic, if it's not active, if there's not content, video, audio, and the like, then Google doesn't find it interesting. The search engines won't report it as an important site if it's not changing on a regular basis. So Dr. Capps talks a lot about the changes that are going on in social marketing and social media. He's the founder of the School of Social Marketing, which will launch this summer. You can check it out online by going to nicheprof, nicheprof.com/school, SCHOOL. This is Ken English. You're listening to a special edition of Liquid Lounge. My guest in Miami today was Jason Taylor. This is the third clip for tonight's show. This is Jason Taylor.
Log Talk Radio.
This is Ken English. I'm with Jason Taylor, the marine herbalist, a diver who is creating an underwater sculpture garden. He's done it in Grenada, working on a project in Cancun. Jason, tell me a little bit about the Cancun project. How did it come about? Who gives permission to do that? Things like that.
Well, the project was commissioned by the National Marine Park, and we've been developing it for, I think, over a year now, looking at different sites and going through all the processes to put it into place. And I've just been out there for 4 months constructing the first two pieces, and I'm shortly returning back to actually do the installations, which I'm quite excited about.
How deep are the installations? I mean, what could you walk me through the process? You have the sculptures. Are they in England now, and you have to ship them over, or do you build them on the beach? What do you do, and how do you do it?
And the sculptures are actually built in Mexico. I have a workshop out there, and they're going to be winched onto a barge, and then the barge will take them out to the location site, deploy them. We attach lift bags onto them, and then we maneuver them exactly into place, and then they'll all be drilled into the seabed.
Now, everybody's concerned about hurricanes and, you know, anchoring properly and things like that. How are they going to make sure that they stay in place?
It is a big issue in the area. Cancun's right on the sort of tip of the peninsula, so it gets the brunt of a lot of the tropical storms. So a lot of the work, the design work of the actual pieces is so that they're very base heavy, that they actually weigh a lot. They're positioned within parts of the reef which are sheltered from the currents, and again they all get drilled into the seabed.
Now, if we were to do a project in Miami, there's several locations that we were scouting today, taking a look at. My favorite, the one that I'd like to see something go into, it is at the southern tip of Miami Beach. It's adjacent to Nikki Beach. It's where the underwater margarita bar is, or the Jose Cuervo project. Do you think that it would be an interesting setting to work with if we could get permission?
Yes, the Nikki Beach area looked very, very interesting. It's nice that there's actually already a structure there to work with. It will provide a bit more for visitors to go and have a look at. But it's also a stunning location, which is sort of frequented by a lot of people. So now I think it's a great spot.
The last question, Art, if you could connect your underwater art with art in general. One of the attractions here in Miami is the Art Basel period, where in early December, when art people from around the world come into town, you are doing art, aren't you?
Yes, I like to think I am. yes, it would be good to sort of work it to coincide with an event so that maybe the sculptures could be part of an exhibition that then later go on to be deployed. So and I like to see my art is never a finished entity. It's always a series of processes. So there's always a land process, an installation, and most importantly, when they're underwater, they're always evolving, always changing, always getting colonized. And I think that's akin to our own lives. We're always moving in different directions and constantly adapting.
And sometimes we're underwater, too. do you have a highlight of what you've done so far? Any particular statue or installation that really said, wow, I'm really excited, I'm pleased? And they all got to be different, like children in their own way. But anything that you're particularly proud of?
Yes, I suppose I actually quite like made an underwater still life composition with a table and some sort of very simple objects, fruit and a jug. And it took me like 10% of the time that it took me to make some of the other pieces, but it just seemed to work so well and so easily, and it kind of took on a whole new meaning. Whereas, yeah, I worked on another piece for 8 months and almost dislocated my back. It didn't quite have the same resonance. but that would be my favorite.
Do you have a term for the artwork that you're doing, or can you classify yourself as an artist, or are you just a hybrid?
I'm not too keen on sort of putting things in boxes. Yes, it is. It's a multitude of different angles, you know, coming from diving, from fine art, from classical sculpture. There's so much in it that I would hate to put a label on it.
If somebody wants to pursue looking at your art or find out, get in touch with you, how do they do that?
Cool, just log on to underwatersculpture.com.
Jason Taylor, this is Ken English from Miami, from Liquid Lounge.
This is Ken English. I'm in Miami, Florida. You've been listening to Liquid Lounge. My guest today in town was Jason DeCaris Taylor. We did a little mini tour. Took him down to South Beach. Go to the Nikki Beach area where the Jose Cuervo artificial reef is. We drove up the beach and saw the fountain in Malouk. Came across the causeway into Miami Design District and Wynwood Arts area. Had lunch at Joey's Wynwood. Very nice little restaurant. Surprising, for the odd of you. Joey's Wynwood. If you're in Wynwood Art District, you can check out Joey. But we'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com for Liquid Lounge. An update on Richard Stewart's project in the Florida Keys, talking about ecotourism, and we'll be working on projects related to scuba diving and snorkeling and underwater art. This is Ken English from Miami, Florida, wishing you a pleasant evening. Have a nice night. Liquid Lounge is closed.